Okay. Chavis Halvavis, Shara Kniya Perek Ches. It's still a matter of discussing the Midah of Kniya, humbling ourselves before Hashem. So, here, it's a very specific, isolated question in this short perek. Aval im Kniya smucha l'midas ha-tovus, l'midas ha-tovus smuchas la. Is Kniya the result of other good midas, or is it the basis for other good midas? Other midas stem from the midah of Kniya, or does Kniya stem from having the other good midas in place? So he says, Oima b'tshuva zeh, I'd answer the question as follows. Min hayadua etzli, we know that, I'm sorry. Yeah. We know that kitchilas mashet tiskayim boi avodah lelekim min ha'odam, the most basic premise for being a true servant of Hashem, for truly being dedicated to Hashem's service, who you have to have eradicated from yourself any sense of adnus. We'll call that being an adon, being a master yourself. You have to remember, the Chavis Halavavis, this is the whole essence of Shah Avedos Adakim. It's not just about doing mitzvahs. It's not that we live our lives and doing and we do mitzvahs also. We have our lives and we do mitzvahs. You want to have the identity of an Eved. The identity of an Eved Hashem. This is what you want the agenda of your life to be. And also more than that, he's saying now, this is what you want your identity to be. So he says, he lays out a certain philosophical premise here, but whatever it is, he makes a simple point. So there's no such thing as a master without a servant, and there's no such thing as a servant without a master. So whenever you're talking about an owner and a belonging, or an owner and a subject, one doesn't precede the other. They both come together, right? You can't be an owner before you have the possession. The possession isn't the possession before it has an owner. What does he want from this? And therefore, he says, you are not a real, you're not really involved in Avodas Hashem, until you accept upon yourself the attributes of a servant, of servitude. Chavis Halavavis is really reiterating the whole Yisod of Shav Avodas HaKim, but bringing it out here in a stronger way. Hashem doesn't want you to be living your life and also doing his mitzvahs. Hashem wants you to be, by definition, a servant. I live my life as a servant of Hashem. I don't have dual agendas. My life, also doing mitzvahs. What's that? Dual citizenship, right? Or I would say dual loyalty, right? Myself and Hashem. All I am is an Eved Hashem. Everything about life, any considerations that I make is just in that perspective. Now, what are the most basic midas of avdus? Those are humbling yourself before Hashem. That's really the most basic aspect of avdus. Of avdus. And also, again, if you're an eved, you're not an adon. Any of the various midas related to ego, arrogance, pride, etc., these are a direct contradiction to the definition of an eved. And one of the wise people said, "Hagdula ma'ata aboyrek." Greatness, prestige, I should put it that way, prestige is the garment of Hashem. Anybody who wants to dress himself in prestige is actually kind of crowding Hashem out. This is actually a Mama Chazal, right? If a person walks with his head in the air, it's as though he's crowding out the Shechina. Why? Because once again, if you're in the presence of the Shechina, if you really sense that, your head is lowered, your head is bowed, you're humbled. If you're walking around too proudly, then obviously you don't sense yourself in the presence of the Shechina. So you're moving the Shechina out of your realm. Mama David, Hashem, okay, quotes a pasuk where the concept of gedula, of prestige, is shayich to Hashem. Now, ve'im midatoy v'lamamin ad sheyifra achoyvo. Now, we don't value any good qualities unless you have your basic obligations in place. Yechavis HaVeles is taking us to a bit of a refined understanding here. But this is something that he says elsewhere in the Sefer, Yemein Choyvein Tosefes. Meaning we don't value virtues that are extras unless you have the basics in place. Meaning like this, you have a person who owes people money. I have a wealthy man, had a lot of business dealings, he owes a lot of people money. But he does all kinds of slick twists and turns to get out of that, right? Doesn't pay people, cheats people, but he gives a lot of tzedakah. Gives big amounts of tzedakah. Very pleased with himself. Okay, honesty is not my thing, but I'm very generous. I give a lot of tzedakah. So we say, if you don't have your basic obligations in order, then the extras that you do have no value. The extras are good when they are extra, when they are being added to the basics. Right? This is what we'll call a basic concept, right? That in order for your special things to be of value, you have to have your basic obligations in place. This we all understand, right? But listen how the Chavis HaVavis is applying that. The Chavis HaVavis is applying that by saying, any of your virtues, Malinowitz, I remember him saying this in very, very blunt and stark terms. I remember people being irritated by it. But he said, if you are a very good person, you're nice to people, all kinds of things like that. But it's got nothing to do with Hashem. Then it is, I remember how he said slowly, valueless. It's value, not worth anything. The virtues that we have, their value is because we are harnessing them in Hashem's service. But we are first and foremost avodim of Hashem. Anything else, any other virtues that we have to come on that basis. But if we just drop the most basic obligation, right? You think of a person who, I'll tell you a ma'aser. There was the Kapishnitzer Rebbe. Probably quoted him a few times, not from the most famous names. A very, very beautiful person to read about. He was Baron Kotler and the Panovich Rov, two very, very Litvish figures. I forgot who it was. One of them said, I'll give you two statements. One said one, the other said the other. I don't remember which said which. One of them said, when I just talk about the Rebbe, I'm referring to the Kapishnitzer Rebbe. And the other one said, if I were a chassid, I'd be a chassid of the Kapishnitzer Rebbe. Whatever the case is, Kapishnitzer Rebbe was very, very personally involved in helping people, helping needy, caring for people, etc. One time he came knocking at the door of a very wealthy businessman. And a from upstanding Jew. And he opened the door. He was very, very startled to see the Kapishnitzer Rebbe himself standing at the door. So He welcomed him in. He welcomed him in. He said, "Sit down. What can I do? What do I owe the honor of the Rebbe's visit?" So the Rebbe said to him, "I came to you because I'm involved with a needy family, and I thought that maybe you can help. I need help with this family." So he said, "The Rebbe's approaching me personally. Whatever you say." And he described the plight of the family. The rich man told him, "You name the sum, you got it." So he named the sum. So the rich man pulled out his check. He said, "Okay." Pulls out the sum. "All right, who do I make it out to?" And the Kapishnitzer Rebbe just stared at him for a minute and told him his brother's name, the name of his brother. This wealthy man had a needy brother and had never paid him much attention. Kapishnitzer Rebbe got involved, and the man was like, you know, struck dumb. The idea being, you know, it's very, very nice to be doing all kinds of things out there, but 1 minute, are your basic obligations in place? So here we save him more than that. 1 minute, you're a good person. 1 minute. Your most basic moral obligation is to be, is toward Hashem. It's your most basic moral obligation. Just as you understand, you can't, you know, leave your parents in the street and go help everybody else in the world, right? So you can't turn your back on Hashem and decide, "I'm going to be good in other areas." If your most basic, your most core moral obligation is not in place, then we don't attribute value to anything else nice that you might be doing. So therefore, this might sound harsh, but the Chavis of us is saying, no virtue is really, really registers until you plant yourself firmly at Hashem's disposal as an Eved Hashem, and you accept upon yourself all the midos of avdus, right, of servitude, and you aren't really meeting the definition of a servant unless until you have acquired that need of being able to humble yourself before Hashem and act constantly submissive toward Him. And therefore, we say that all the other midas toivas can come on the basis of kniya. You have this midah in place, the midah of kniya. First and foremost, you're a humble servant of Hashem. Now, all of your other virtues and good midas and qualities, they take on meaning now. They have their meaning now. They have their value now. But that is really the midah of all midas, he says. And therefore, he says, you cannot really have a genuine good midah by anybody who is lacking, who this kniya toward Hashem is absent by him. Meaning, he might have other nice things about him, but they carry no weight. They have no meaning. Yesh bilvavoy me'uma min ha'gaiva v'agdula. And as long as he has those feelings of arrogance, haughtiness, etc., because that, as we're saying before, that is a contradiction in terms to the midah of kniya. Okay, we're almost done with this parak. We'll continue bli neder tomorrow. Okay. Call to Rabbi Yisrael.